Welcome back to Crazy Cat Conversations. This is your host, Big Cat, and
Duchess Zane.
Welcome back.
How we doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I was kind of groggy, but then I changed to my radio voice to start this dumbass shit. All right, let's get started, man. How you doing, baby? I'm good with you.
I'm feeling good. The coffee didn't quite hit. But, you know, give me a little. Oh,
the coffee finna hit this toilet later, bro.
I mean, why do you think
I fucked that bitch over,
left bro. The room before we started this podcast. That's all I gotta say.
I farted before you hit the start button, so enjoy that shit.
Okay, good. Please don't lay no silent but deadlies while we do this, because we're in a closed environment.
No, I don't know when it's gonna reach you, but it's gonna reach you real soon.
Yikes. I don't want to taste it. That's not my kink.
It doesn't smell.
Okay.
That's suspect.
Okay.
I think there's something wrong with me. Anyway, let's talk about what you want to talk about, baby.
I don't know. I'm flexible.
Bitch, you fucking expressed earlier that you wanted another girlfriend or a female partner. What's up?
I did talk about that.
Yes, you did.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have, you know, been blessed to have two wonderful male partners.
Subline.
Well,
and
I haven't, like, I've had connections and, you know, friendships with benefits and things like that, but I haven't had a fully developed relationship romantically with a woman in a long time, and I've kind of been missing that
shit. What's different about that? Why do you like that shit?
I mean,
like, what do you need from a girl that you can't get from
a big woman?
A woman.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get respect.
When you get respect.
So woman is woe in the man.
I prefer to say woman because I feel like that's more of a fully realized.
Women scare me, but I girls know. Are easy.
I know, baby. Why do you think I said I want a woman, not a girl? I feel like the connectivity is different. Like, I don't want to base it all on genders and things like that, but I've had meaningful long-term relationships with both genders, and the connectivity for me when I'm in a romantic relationship with a woman is a different type of connectivity than it is in a romantic relationship with a man. And so I miss that woman-to-woman intimacy and bond on that level.
Mm.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, you're not bisexual, so I can't try to make a lateral comparison.
Yeah, no. I think dudes are cute, but I don't want a cock in my mouth or asshole or do it to them, vice versa.
Okay, I was like, you know, I was going to jump in with the question, but what about the reverse? And then you covered that.
No, I find dudes attractive. I could be like, damn, that nigga's cute. You know, if I was gay. You know, because I'm comfortable with my sexuality, but I just, the thought of a dick, I was just like, I can't.
You can acknowledge.
I'd be like a fucking little kid eating peas if it comes to sucking dick. I'd be like,
eat your peas.
You gotta do
eat
it fast and
peas.
Hard.
You want this cheesecake, you gotta get through those veggies.
You have any girls in particular you wanna fucking explore that shit with, or you're just not like?
I think I have like two women who I'm kind of interested in exploring that with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sorry. I'm going to have a slobber.
You know both of them.
Do I know them cardinally?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But I also want to add that, like, I'm not limiting, you know, my scope, if you will. Like, you know, I know them carnally as well.
Wow.
And who knows if, you know, the carnal connection can become something more or not. But,
right.
You know, I'm enjoying the friendship with them that we have right now, and that's cool. But I would like something more romantic on some hey boo type of flow.
Oh my god, that just made me fucking hard. I'm about to look at fucking lesbian porn.
See, but that's the thing though, is that my connection to a woman wouldn't have to be a facilitator for your dick, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't have to be, but it's gonna facilitate my fantasy bitch soon.
I mean, I don't know, I'm not taking that from you. Mm-hmm. You got the freedom to think whatever you want in your mind.
Came at me like, well, that doesn't mean that you're digging up. No, nigga, I'm fantasizing because it's cute. You know what I'm saying? I'm
agreed.
Into that shit.
To think about, you know, your woman enjoying
shit,
another
if
woman.
You want
to
have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
and that does not include me, then by all means, you could do that.
Well, thank you for your permission, kind sir.
I'm not.
I'm being facetious. We already know. You're just expressing the obvious.
Okay, bitch. Well.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's interesting because the way our poly family is set up.
This is a dysfunctional ass family.
And whose isn't? Let's keep it real.
Right.
Everybody got that one weird uncle, right?
Yeah, Uncle Bobby, fucking lazy, or.
Nah, he gets weird after two beers, you know what
right?
I mean?
Right? He's like, hey, you remember fucking summer camp last week, right? Yeah. I'm like, oh.
You're like, all right, no.
All right, mm-mm. It's that one nigga you don't leave around your kids.
Everybody goes to the backyard together.
Yeah, like, wait, what?
Cool. Well, yeah, or everybody knows that one aunt who asks those inappropriate questions that you just...
Yo, my mom is that one weird aunt.
For real?
Asking shit. Yeah, so what you do when you know when you go to New York to those king parties? She be asking me, you know, I don't like you doing that. Because I'm full-fledged honest what I do with my mom. Mm-hmm. I don't tell her that, you know. She knows I'm polyamorous. She thinks I'm cheating on you all the fucking time, which I'm not.
Wait. So she, because you said she doesn't know you're poly, because you said that she knows.
Well, she doesn't know that term. She just thinks like I'm being Dominican, like my father.
Oh, like an old piece of shit doing his dirt.
Doing shit, and it's just like, nah, you know.
Well, we have our understanding, and that's what's important.
Of course, and but she also doesn't know, or she doesn't agree with me, like, you know, trying to pursue like a kink, like, you know.
I understand.
Hobby in which I get paid, and when we started doing that before, pre-COVID, I told her everything. I'm like, this is what we do, you know.
I remember that conversation.
And I was like, I feel free. And then she always holds it over my head now. She sees me, I'm glad you stopped doing that. And I'm flat honest. I'm like, bitch, I haven't stopped. Like, the fuck?
You like COVID.
I told you because I love you. And I don't want any shit with you. I don't want any shit from you. So it is what it is. And she's like, oh, it's no more. Yeah, I don't want you to get it. I'm like, why? Is it illegal? No, but it's just moral. Fuck morals. You had me out of wedlock with a married man.
You want to talk about your morality?
You
want to
talk about morality, motherfucker? Mm.
Un hijo de pasión?
Well, bomba clat. I bet you that pussy was Gucci. Gucci
what the
good.
Fuck, bro? No.
My dad, he
we
said,
not
fuck.
Talk about your mom's cooch on this podcast.
But listen, from my dad's perspective, because my mom, you know, even though she's my mom, I don't find her attractive at all. Yeah. But my mom used to be somebody's bitch. My mom is somebody's bitch. And, you know, bitch look good, and he decided to fucking risk it all.
He damn sure did, though.
So in a way, he was poly himself because he has a wife at home.
He was not he was not ethical with his.
You know, he was ethical with when I showed up at 3 years old in front with my dad, and my dad was like, "This is your little fucking brother. Deal with it."
I mean,
that's a fucking poly family indeed.
Bro, that
and
is
I have a side bitch.
There is definitely some. there's definitely some. Some. What is this fucking? I can't even think the word right now.
Okay, I'll get back to you with that.
Yeah.
What's the word you're looking for? Describe it to me.
It's not. It's not polygamy because like they're not married and shit like
it's
that.
It's just being a Caribbean man in his.
Yeah. Of a certain age.
Yeah, it's like they don't. Dominicans in general, they just don't give a fuck. They're like, you know what?
I don't think
this family's not respecting me. I'm gonna go ahead and start another one.
I think like okay. I think. I don't want to make a generalization and say that it's all Caribbeans.
Why not? You fucking speak it. Speak it out.
But there are... It is... stereotypes are based on facts. Boom.
Okay, so... Stereotypes out of the two people in this tiny fucking room, both our dads mm-hmm. have started different families.
Yes, they have.
So, what? And is your dad Puerto Rican?
Yeah, but
Puerto Rico's the Caribbean. No, and my dad is from where?
My mom left my dad before he started his second family, so he didn't cheat on my mom to start a new family.
Well, it's still 50%, because my dad definitely did this. And he kept both families, so...
And good for him. And he's still a stand-up dad for you to this
exactly.
day, you know what I'm saying?
But as a fucking husband and boyfriend, my dad's a piece of shit.
That's a questionable.
That's not questionable. I was like, damn, Dad. I can't believe you did some shit like that. But I'm like, you know, I would have never been born if you didn't cheat. Because I used to look down on cheating like that's the worst thing imaginable. And then I started paying for rent. And then, you know, bills became more troublesome than, you know, relationships. But my dad it's not a good husband. I mean, he's a great husband, but apart from the cheating,
yeah, like
he just wanted to be bodied.
He's a good provider, but he was not ethical in his endeavors. Yeah,
but he's also a good husband too.
Like I said, he's a good provider, but he was not ethical in his
providing
endeavors.
Providing what?
In terms of providing for the household, providing for his kids.
Emotional as well, you know, to his partner because they fucking love him. My mom still loves that nigga.
Interesting.
His wife still loves that nigga because he's the shit. But he just never was up in front with the polyamory thing. Like, look, I have this, whatever I do with it, nothing else.
I just feel like now that, like, you know, on my poly journey, I feel that I was never truly monogamous before I started identifying as poly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd always do something on the side. Right. Or this, that, and the third. And sometimes it was just physical, and sometimes there was emotional connectivity. You know, and I used to say that emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating. I always separated physical...
That's some battered woman talk.
Look. So I always separated physicality from emotional connection. It's like, just because we're intimate doesn't mean I love you. Right. And it doesn't mean that I'm wrong for that either. Like, we're enjoying each other. And it can just be that and ride the wave, you know?
Exactly.
But then sometimes, once in a while, you know, it grows to be more on its own. It doesn't really grow to be more when somebody forces it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You really can't fucking force it, my nigga.
Some people try. Trust me, I have had it. Where they're in your ear like, oh, but you did this, so that means you're this, right? And you're like, no.
What the fuck is with your fucking daddy-mommy issues, bro?
It's not my daddy-mommy issues.
No,
it's
not
them.
You, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say them like we're not part of that. We've
all
been there.
We all have. I got issues.
Look, I fucking left everything thinking I was going to, like, meet up with a girl to help me out, you know, start civilian life again after I left the military. The day I got here, bitch, guess what I learned? Bitches ain't shit. Just like niggas.
Bitches... and niggas
are not fecal matter.
I would like to say that not being shit is not ascribed to a gender. The end. All human beings are capable of being, quote unquote, ain't shit.
Exactly. Niggas gonna be shit. I haven't been shit before.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, I cosign.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, here we are.
I'll punch you in your teeth. Oh, you haven't been shit neither. So, swerve.
Lick my tongue and shut up.
You're far away and. My spine is fucked up. So
oh, I'm not gonna, we two crooked spine assholes.
I'm not gonna fucking Junji Ito my way to your fucking mouth.
Oh, you just put the visual of that doll in my head.
Bro, we gotta watch another episode.
Yeah, just not that first one.
We like anime here. This like, this a Dragon Ball Z Naruto family, nigga.
It's Junji Ito?
Is it Junji Ito collection on Crunchyroll.
It's a very like morbid like anime type of thing. Like yeah. Ooh, it's creepy to look at.
Oh yeah. The first 20 minutes of the episode was like, what the fuck is this? But the last 2 minutes were in. It's like 30 seconds. It was so intense.
Just skip the first episode. Except for the last 3 minutes, and then watch the rest of the collection.
Like, God damn. Jesus Christ.
Well, back to topic, though. I think there's a way to fulfill yourself and all your desires in a righteous, quote-unquote, way. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah. You don't got to move in shifty ways.
Yeah, it's exhausting. I'm tired of moving shifty ways. When you ask me shit, I just flat out tell you. That's why I've been practicing the exercise. Hey, ask me anything, I'll be honest type shit. Not yeah, now, because we're...
You know we're on camera.
Yeah.
But no, I think that transparency breeds trust. You know, it builds trust. Transparency builds trust.
Plus, it makes me feel like a pussy. Like, I gotta hide. I'm a grown man. I don't have to hide
Thank
shit.
Thank you. Neither one of us. I don't think any... Like, okay, now, it's up to your discretion what you want to disclose. But it shouldn't be that you
If you feel, ask me... If you ask me, hit the nail on the head, I'm going to flat out tell you.
That's
like,
fair.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's a difference between choosing not to mention something and intentionally lying about something.
Right. And please heed my words when I tell you I don't want to fuck a bitch. I don't. I flat out, it's just like, you had one, you had them all, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up, boy.
But then when you ask me something, it's like, so what do you think about it? I'm just like, nah, I'm not trying actively.
No, and I believe that,
like
but
the
then...
one little friend that we have, the little cute one with the glasses.
Yeah. I mean...
Really young.
Like we said, and we covered this last time, If she threw it at you, you catch it though.
I'll catch it like hot potatoes.
My point.
No, but it's potatoes too high. Just dropping on the floor. Like, I'm not stressing about
that. No, but you're not pursuing. But no. If it was to pull up to your block, you know what I'm saying?
This bitch has been over many a time, and I haven't. Look at me. She would have been seduced.
Look, everybody's straight until they're not. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, speaking of which, what's up with them?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't want to disclose that. Anyway.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Thank you for the fucking cute-ass cat beanie with the ears.
Oh, you're fucking welcome, gorgeous.
Yo, nothing I love more than being quirky and the biggest nigga at the gym. It's just like...
What you gonna say? Who gonna check me?
Nobody. Like, I could just be my true self. The whole gym, I'm just, like, dancing the whole time. It's just amazing. By the way, this is, your weekly reminder to go to the gym or die.
Be active. Get your heart rate up.
Fuck for like 2 hours straight. If you can't fuck more than 30 minutes, you're not really fucking. You're just having sex.
Look, that's all I gotta say. And you know what? You get a little sweaty. That's okay, baby. It's
okay. Put your fucking Apple Watch on other and fucking watch the calories go.
It's a workout, bitch. You heard.
It's a fucking
workout. I wonder if the elliptical workout will register if I'm doing a certain rhythm while I'm fucking.
Yeah. So it's registered as like a jog, like a live jog outside. Oh. But you gotta be like actively moving, and it'll turn on like your start workout. But if you're just lazy with your sex, it won't come up.
No, you gotta be out here doing some acrobatics and shit. So. What do you think? Okay, so you say, right, that you like the idea of me having a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to speak it into the universe.
Right.
When this comes to pass, because it will.
Oh, shit.
Will you be as cool with it if she's only my partner?
Absolutely. I just don't want no bitch coming into my space. And being like, well, I don't feel comfortable with this. Because, I mean, like, you come and join this shit, you know what I'm saying? Which I have issues with my partner, you mm-hmm. know? And she has to understand that we finna be together and, like, it is what it is.
Exactly. I feel like satellite partners or other people that, you know, come into the poly family, you know, it's like, hey... We welcoming you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come through.
Yeah, but to answer your question, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I'd be happy, like, oh, you're her girlfriend? That's fine. Right. We're going to be playing, you know, whatever you do. Because you need, this things that I can't do or he can't do that emotionally you need somebody to do your nails with, you know, feel good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I dead ass, like, I miss the sisterhood in combination with the love romantically. You get me? Because it's like we can do like certain cute things together that I know you're not interested in. Although you have come and gotten pedicures with me a couple times, and that's nice.
I need one. I'm thinking about white.
You want to do white? Because all the good pussy hoes got white toes?
I got good at that. I got that dab, nigga. Wait, I got that bat.
What?
Big ass penis.
I'm done with you.
It's not even that big. It's like,
you got that,
it's like
bad.
3 inches.
You got that bad, that bomb ass dick.
It's 3 inches of pure pain in this motherfucker.
I mean, it does look like a 3-inch anteater when it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Bitch, did you just roast me? we're editing that part out.
No, the fuck we're not. You know we're not. That should be staying in.
You know what else is staying in?
What?
My fucking foot in your ass, bitch. How dare you?
That's good. I'm going to rotate on it, you know what I'm saying? Stimulate some growth out here for myself.
So... What's you got planned today?
All right, so on the agenda today, I'm going to shoot some content for my OnlyFans.
Okay.
It's going to be some nice booty worships. Ooh. And some spankings.
Ooh.
Onto a nice gentleman.
Ooh.
And maybe some over the knee. So we can look at the camera, I can massage his cheeks.
Yeah.
And talk shit while I do so. I'm into that.
Okay.
How about you?
I'll do some abs going around, my friend.
I have to do abs.
You definitely do abs. No, not abs. That you definitely do, but that's what you want to do.
It's part of
mine,
exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. I might poly girlfriends.
Do you want to go to the gym? or just work out at home?
I'm gonna work out here, abs, then go on my run, and I'll probably go to the gym later. Gym closes at 4, by the way.
What?
So we gotta.
Oh no.
We gotta fucking figure it out.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. No, I want to go to the gym.
Check how much time we got on the podcast.
Oh, how much time have we been going? This would be a good time for us to take a break.
Be a good time to take a break?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
All right. If we don't come back to it today, what will we take away from this?
Take away that being a poly fan is an ever-growing and evolving thing.
Yeah.
And that sometimes you got that overreaching auntie.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you got the weirdo and you just got to accept them.
You got to accept them. Because love transcends weirdities.
Weirdities?
Weirdities. I made that
word up. What the fuck? Weirdities. All right.
Oddities. Whatever. You want? You like Webster. That? You like that one?
I like it a lot. All right. If you like it, I love it.
Okay. Well, that means you don't like it at all. All right. This has been Big Cat.
And I'm Dutch Zane. If you want to send us an email, questions, concerns, comments.
Bitches, grabs, complaints.
Any of that shit. It's crazycatconversations@gmail.com.
And follow us on Instagram as well.
Oh, yeah. You know how to do it.
And follow my other podcast with my friend, the medical student and fitness guru. That is me. It's called Sons of Black Phillip. Thank you. Have a great day.
Peace out.